Welcome to Let's Talk About Science and Meaning with Dr. Josua van Otterlo, a podcast about the how and why of science, philosophy, and theology. Here's your host, scientist and pastor, Josua van Otterlo.
Hi there. In today's podcast, we are talking about science and meaning, but specifically, as this is the introductory podcast, why let's talk about science and why let's talk about meaning. Before we get into that, let me tell you a story first. Last week, as I was preparing for this podcast, I actually had to buy a proper mic and some other recording equipment. Not that I already had a great mic, but I also want to do some outdoor recording. So I specifically got an outdoor recording mic and some other equipment, and it was just all adding up a big pile of boxes, basically, I was carrying out of the shop. But in preparation of paying for that, I had to pull out my phone and transfer some money across to my other bank account, just because I like to make things complicated. Let's not go into that detail. But anyway, I had to pull out my phone, transfer that money, pay for this whole set of boxes that I got, and then carry them out of the shop. Walk into my car, get into my car, get back home. But just to make things even more awkward, I was busting as I was getting home, so I just quickly dropped the pile of boxes on the kitchen bench, ran to the toilet, had a good time there, and then came out, and I was like, where is my phone? I was looking everywhere, a pile of boxes, it wasn't there. I went back to my car, looked in there, it wasn't there. Then I was like, oh no, it's probably somewhere at the register counter in the shop where I got that microphone and all those other boxes, and I left it there. Oh no, probably still with my bank account details open because I transferred that money. Oh no. So I was quite stressing out. Good thing is, we've got a landline for our business. So I looked up the phone number of that shop, and with our landline, I called the shop and spoke to the manager. And he was very, very friendly, trying to look for my phone, asking all the employees. They couldn't find it. He went back and checked with everyone again. Couldn't find it. Checked the register area. Couldn't find it. He noted my details, and then we left it there. I was exhausted. I was tired. I was nervous. I was angry at myself. All those different emotions just ran through my body. But anyway, I looked in the toilet again. And what did I find there? Right under the toilet, like, bowl area, in a hidden spot, in a shady area, there was my phone. And my phone is in a black case, so in a shady spot area, you can't really easily see it. So I should not be too harsh on myself that I overlooked it. But it was there. What do I do often when I carry my phone? I put it in my back pocket. And it must have slid out of my back pocket as I was on the toilet. A good thing it did not slip out into the toilet bowl itself. But anyway, that was my really crazy, weird story in preparation for this podcast. Losing my phone, but actually I didn't really lose it. And poor manager of that shop, he went looking for quite some time, all for nothing. I did ring back to the shop and I told them that I got my phone back, so... Embarrassing stuff. Hopefully you do not experience any of that embarrassing stuff in your life. But here we are. Let's talk about science and meaning. We've got the podcast running right now. I've got my phone and I've got my mic, and let's get talking. All right. Well, let's talk about science first, as that's the first word in our discussion, science and meaning. Why science? Well, actually, I am a scientist. I love science. Already from being a little kid, I always liked to find out how things worked. Why were things the way they were? Nature is awesome. My dad was a fisherman, so I grew up within a nature-loving family. He was always super interested in the weather. Being a fisherman out on the North Sea between the UK and the Netherlands, it gets very stormy out there, especially even further north, closer to Norway. Big storms from the Atlantic Ocean head into the North Sea area. And as a fisherman on a little fishing boat, it is very important to know how to prepare for that and how to deal with that. He came home with lots of stories about waves the size of entire houses, and that they had to battle those kinds of storms, big gales. He really inspired me in the love for nature. However, I wasn't so much interested in the flow of water or in weather patterns. but I was more interested in the solid land kind of stuff in nature. Often my dad actually would fish up with the big nets that would go over the seafloor, and they would fish up at these interesting rocks that have been laying there since the ice ages. And he would bring them home, and I would be like totally amazed with those rocks. We would also go on family holidays to the European Alps for winter sports. And I would always be amazed about the sizes of those mountains and the big rocks that one could find there. So I was always like, how did these mountains form? How did these rocks form? Not surprisingly, I turned out to become a geologist. So here we are, talking about science, my love for science, and my love specifically for earth science, for how the earth works. But the cool thing about geology is actually it taps into all the different types of sciences. You need maths, which I am not a huge fan of, but I know how to use it. But it also uses physics, which I love, and also chemistry, which is one of my favorite topics as well. Biology, not too interested in myself, but there are some really interesting outcomes from biology, and it is important in life. It's kind of like it describes life itself. But geology brings all those different types of sciences together, and I get to pick and choose my favorite subjects, physics and chemistry, and apply them to the earth and find out how the earth was formed, how things were put in place, rocks, plate tectonics, how continents move around the earth's surface, how volcanoes are formed. Specifically, I am a volcanologist, so volcanic geology, volcanic eruptions, that is my forte, and probably hear a lot about that on this show. Anyway, so that is why I'd like to talk about science, just because I simply love it. And there's some really cool stuff that has come out of science throughout the years. I made a few minor discoveries myself and got to publish in international journals along the way. And I may share a couple of those discoveries with you here, but there's way more cool stuff out there that others have discovered, and we can just say, wow, that is just awesome. So if you love science, if you just like to know how things work and how they were formed or how they were put in place, the really how question, how do things relate to one another in life, in nature, in the universe, then this is the right podcast for you, my friend. I love talking about that, and maybe we can have a discussion about that together. I may even bring in a few other people that have got this scientific background or love for it or made some cool discoveries along the way. I may have them join me here on this show. So that is why I like to talk about science. So next up, I'll be talking about why meaning, science and meaning. It is an interesting combo. I did not think of that myself maybe 10 years ago, whether I would really combine those two together. But anyway, here I am sharing about them together in this podcast. So next up, I'll be talking about meaning as well. But firstly, let me do a couple of news updates and announcements. So here's some news from my end. I have got this really cool blog. You can find it on joshuavanotterloh.com, spelled JOZUAVANOTTERLOO.com. Why do I know how to spell it so well? Because it's my own name. So basically, it's my full name attached, .com. Check out my blog there, and you'll find more posts about science and about meaning. You'll find a few little articles that I've written about specifically about volcanoes that have also been published elsewhere. And you can also find my whole list of academic contributions if you're really, 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 really nerdy about it and interested in that kind of stuff. But anyway, I've got all my updates shared on that blog, on that website, joshuavanotterloh.com. Science, philosophy, and theology. So basically science and meaning stuff. There's articles on science, there's articles on meaning. Another update I'd like to share with you guys, I will actually be posting little YouTube clips called Science Insights with just little explanations on how different science things work. Specifically, I'll be starting on geo stuff because I just know everything about them. Well, not everything, but I know my stuff about geology. I am an accredited geologist. So I'll be talking a bit about how the Earth was formed, how minerals are formed, volcanoes, how they work, of course. So I'll be talking about that in little science videos. And for that, I'll be heading into the outdoors as well. Hence, I needed that special mic that I bought last week, an outdoor cool mic setup. Anyway, so stay tuned via my website, joshuavanotolo.com, or via YouTube, and look up Science Insights once it is live. Of course, it's not live yet because I am preparing it right now, but I thought I'll announce it just to make things interesting. Woohoo! All right, that is my news updates and announcements. Alrighty, welcome back. I just talked about science, why I love science, because I'm a scientist and science is just awesome. But now, why meaning? Why is this podcast called Let's Talk About Science and Meaning? Well, meaning is pretty awesome too, because science, great, it's awesome to know how things work and there are marvelous things out there in the universe. But things need to have meaning too. At least I find it hard to accept things in life without knowing the why. Why are things the way they are? I'm a bit of an organization freak. Anyone that has worked with me in different organizations, and currently I'm running my own business, knows that I love to have things organized well. Very importantly, when we come to process and policies, I need to know why they are in place. As soon as I know why they are in place, I can easily abide by them. However, if they just become red tape, tasks that need to be done just because everyone's been doing them forever but actually forgot about the why, they know that I hate those things. My wife, when we met, actually the first task that she had to do was explaining to me the red tape of a certain organization that we worked with. The first time that we met was the first day that we were colleagues. Yeah, very romantic, isn't it? Workplace relationship. Starting day one, she had to explain to me red tape and administrative process. I hate those things without knowing the why. Unbeknownst to her, she didn't really explain to me the why. It was just part of her job to do that kind of thing. It was a compliance thing. But she didn't know the why either, and I got a bit annoyed at her. So the first 6 months, I was actually annoyed at her because she became to me the person of the red tape and the administrative stuff. She was also dealing with my pay sheet, so I was nice to her, and probably that gave the opening to us being nice to one another. Nah, that's a whole story for a whole different time, so I won't even bother you with that. But it just highlights to me, I need to know the why behind things, the meaning, and that is what meaning does. It is answering the why question. I'm not so much interested in double meanings, although sometimes it's fun to have a bit of a humorous conversation, so I do not talk about that kind of meaning. I really talk about why are things the way they are? Why are we living this way in life? And then if we can combine the how question with the why, the science and the meaning together, man, we can have such an enriched life. At least that's what I think. And that's why I like to talk about a combination of science and meaning. I do not just accept things the way they are at face value. I like to dig deeper. And hopefully in this podcast, we actually get to dig deeper together to explore how in the universe, how in life, how on earth, but also why in the universe, why even the universe, why even this planet Earth and life on Earth, and how does that impact our lives? Why do we exist? What can we contribute to others and our relationships? Because it's very cool to know that there's a cool universe out there. But if we can't share it with other people, if we can't really embrace our relationships, it doesn't really add much value. It's just more some selfish kind of hobby, self-focused probably is a better word, but it actually doesn't add value to other people. So yeah, I really want to explore together with you the how and the why, and how that then enriches our relationships, our lives, and the lives of others around us as well. So hopefully you'll enjoy this podcast. This is a very short intro one. You get to know me a little bit better as I share a few more stories. You'll get to know a few other people along the way that I may invite and think that they will add some really good value to this conversation. But hopefully, yeah, you stick with us. Let's talk about science and meaning with Joshua Vanotolo. That's me. And with many others too. So stay tuned. There'll be way more. Before I actually want to end this podcast, I do like to introduce this one thing, because I don't want to have just quiet listeners that do not really do anything with my babbling for about half an hour. But I actually want to empower people. I want to add value to you at this start, and I want to encourage you to add value to people around you as well, because the how and the why combined, it will add value. So I want to introduce this one item that's going to happen every single time I have this podcast, and which is will be probably once a month. I'll just try to produce one, and if we'll get more, so be it, but I don't want to set the expectations too high because I've got a business to run as well. But anyway, this item is called the action of the week, or action of the month, if you want to call it that way. And in this case, I really want to encourage you to take action, to do something. And I really want to ask you about the how and the why in your life and how that can enrich the people around you. So just think about how is your life going at the moment? How? And how did it happen to be that way? So just a bit of self-reflection right there. And also, why are you doing the thing that you are doing right now? Again, self-reflection. And then just think about how does that impact the relationships around you? So how does your work that you got there because you studied for it or because you finally got a job there, you applied and they got you, how does that affect the people around you? Are you in a stressful job or are you in a simple job? So just think about that. How is your life right now and how did it end up there? And then why? Why are you doing what you're doing right now? And then combine those two. How does that affect the people around you? If it adds value, great. If it doesn't, I really want to encourage you to actually look for ways to add value to the people around you, because life will be so much more awesome and you'll be able to explore all the wonders and marvels in life so much better if you actually know you're adding value to others, and they will experience that and you'll have really awesome relationships. So there is a freebie from me, action from the week, a bit of self-reflection on the how and why in your life and then how that adds value to other people, or does it add value to other people? Maybe that's a better question first. All right. Well, if you haven't checked it out yet, just check out my website, joshuavanotolo.com. You'll find more announcements there when they appear. You'll find future links as well to my Science Insights video that I'm about to create and release. And any other podcasts will be posted up there as well. So check out joshuavanotolo.com. And yeah, we'd love to stay in touch. All right. Take care.